You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Coming up, going to be interviewing the lovely Lockie, also known as Crossing Water, with his new track release, Artifice No. Kia ora, Lockie.
Kia ora, Emma.
How are you going?
I'm doing well. I'm running on no sleep and a lot of music,
yeah.
Which is a good thing, right?
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Pretty exciting. How are you feeling about this new release?
Good. Stoked to be putting out music again. I feel like I always take a sabbatical whenever I go to release something.
Yeah.
So it's nice to share. I think it's a good thing to do, sharing what you make at some point, right?
Gosh, yeah. That's pretty awesome. How long was this most recent sabbatical?
Never-ending sabbatical, I think.
Always
maybe tomorrow I might tap back into that. But this is my first single in a while that I've actually put out there as a song, as an official release, you know, sending it to radio stations.
Yeah.
That's the thing that quantifies the sort of difference between just putting something on Bandcamp, to me at least,
sure.
Putting it on Bandcamp and then sending it to a radio station is okay, you're making it official now.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm doing at the moment, yeah.
That's freaking awesome. Can you tell me a little bit more about this project, Artifice No and Crossing Water?
Crossing Water, I just kind of, it's my little solo scrapbook approach to releasing music, I guess up until this point. I was just putting just the odd sound and sort of a project up on Bandcamp for a little while there. Before that, I was, my main band sort of project was Mirror Ritual, which was more of a psychedelic band sound. So this new sound is definitely more electronic, a little bit new wavy and synth driven.
Cool.
Whereas the other Crossing Water stuff's all more ambient electronic.
Yeah.
Hodgepodge. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And building off that, what are some of your influences and inspirations for Crossing Water?
Just water for one.
Yeah, that
water
is awesome.
That's a big one. A big influence, but a big disruption. My place flooded very recently.
Yeah, true.
Out on the south coast of the North Island. So
yeah.
It's been my antagonistic sort of a foe for the last couple of weeks. But water. Music that sounds like water. I like the Beach Boys and Kate Bush and all that good stuff. For this song in particular, though, I was drawing a lot from the band Chrome, who were early. That's sort of early 80s thing, Chris and Cozy and Chrome and a lot of lo-fi, I guess, experimental synth pop stuff. Yeah.
Super cool. And are you hoping to perform it live, or is it more of a just being online? Or what do you hope to bring with this project and this track?
I'm hoping to perform it live tomorrow night.
That is awesome.
And that might be the only time. I have no other plans. Tomorrow I'm opening for John Mouse at Meow, the original Meow venue in Wellington.
Yeah.
Not the big one, the small to medium Meow.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that tomorrow, which will be really fun.
Cool.
And I'm playing a bunch of new stuff there, which half of it I'm only vaguely familiar with myself, so we'll see how that goes. But I don't play live often with this project, so it'll be a fun testing the waters, so to speak.
Cool. What kind of equipment do you bring to play real synthy music live? Is it more less instruments, more buttons and things?
Unfortunately, buttons.
Buttons.
I think in the past I've just got a sampler.
Yeah.
A little classic Roland sampler, which I have the tracks on.
Cool.
A Korg mini log synth, which is a real standard, sort of slightly outdated synth now, and a vocal mic.
Yeah.
I was going to play the electric violin, well, not electric violin, violin tomorrow night. I was going to do that, but I made the critical decision today, executive decision, not to do that because I don't have enough time to do that sort of more noisier thing. So it'll just be a bare bones setup.
Super cool, Lockie. Oh, that's exciting. Good luck for that. That would be freaking awesome. And when you go about writing music, can you tell me a bit about this process and maybe how water is involved?
Well, I think there's one track I released a couple years ago on Bandcamp. It's I think it's called Tempest Sleeps, and there's a lot of water-filled recordings that I incorporated into that from Island Bay, the shores of Island Bay. But it's a found sound approach, and then I still write a lot on bass. That's sort of you can hear that in this track. It's very bass guitar heavy, so. And just musing on different sounds until the cows come home. Really, you just listen to things obsessively, and you until it clicks. And when you're on your own, I'm so used to making music on my own, so it can really frustrate you. But then sometimes it's like you can spend however long you want on it, which is also frustrating. But I've got so much music I need to release. But it's one song at a time, right?
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Exciting to look forward to all that. And what is your musical background? Where are your roots in all of this?
Roots would be rock and roll.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The teenage dream, which I think people still strive for, or kids. I don't know. Just playing guitar a lot when I was like 14, 15, and then... I got into weirder, more radical things after that. I've always had like a band to play with. Mainly, it was first called Transistor and then became Mirror Ritual. And then that sort of fizzled out. I'm still sitting on a lot of that material to be released one day. But and then playing with other people. I play with Vera Allen sometimes Soft Plastics and Lorazepam and Japes and a bunch of just friends, you know. Being in Wellington's really good for that type of thing.
Yeah.
You get to meet lots of cool people.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome. And Fee, my boss, was telling me that you work at Flying Nun.
Yes, this is true. This is true. I hope that doesn't make me sound like a nepo baby.
No. I was just going to ask.
Being a musician.
Do you have a favourite, because it's New Zealand Music Month, do you have a favourite? You can't choose one of your own bands, which I'm sure you wouldn't anyway, but do you have a favourite New Zealand band or album or,
I definitely do. I'm not stalling because I don't know what to choose.
That's a hard question.
There's lots of cool an underrated I thought you were going to ask about Flying Nun, so I'm thinking Flying Nun, but there's a track by a band called Marie and the Atoms and it's called Isol. That's a really cool track. Kind of sounds like the Raincoats. It's a sort of unsung gem of the classic catalog.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'll go with that one.
Oh, lovely. And what can we look forward to with Crossing Water?
More music. But I can never, I'm always like, oh well, this is the end of the line here, you know. to push forward with it is takes a lot more time and energy, which I do have, but it always gets shifted around. It's as much as you want it to be, really. But I'm heading off with Vera for a few shows overseas this week.
Oh, good on you.
And then when I get back, I'll probably be like, well, what do I do now? And pay attention to my own stuff again.
Very exciting.
And
just wrapping up, do you have any last words? Plug yourself. I don't know. What do you want to tell the world of Dunedin?
Thanks, Radio 1. You've always been a beautiful, beautiful, lovely, supportive radio station. And I'm sure many other artists can attest to that. And it's been great talking to you, Emma. You've been a great,
thanks, Lockie.
Great chat today. And I just appreciate the support always. So it's always a great thing.
Cool. Well, good luck for the rest of your journey, man. Super exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we'll playing your tune soon. That was Lockie, also known as Crossing Water, who's just released Artifice No. Thank you, beautiful person.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.